Sagt der Elge Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Ahalas, Perik Tess. Mishnah Vav. So if you look back, Mishnah Vav basically parallels Mishnah Beis and Mishnah Dalet. We want to know what changes if it's not mamish laying on the ground, if the kaveris is not mamish laying on the ground, but it's off the ground by a tefach. In Mishnah Beis, we were talking about the standard kaveris with its mouth to the outside, and we asked what happens if it's a tefach off the ground. In Mishnah Dalet, we were talking about not the standard kaveris, where it doesn't function as a kaveris, but it's a tefach off the ground. And now we're talking about the standard kaveris, except the only difference is the mouth is to the inside, not to the outside. And we're asking, what's the din when it's a tefach off the ground? Zok the Mishnah hoisa gevayim in a aretz tefach. If it was raised the tefach off the ground, so now you have an oil between the bottom of the kaveris and the floor, and an oil spreads tuma. Zok the Mishnah. Tuma tachtel, if the kazayas of tuma is under the kaveris, anywhere under the kaveris. Oy bebayis, or in the house. Oy besoicha, or inside the kaveres, in the beehive, oy al gaba, or on top of it, hakel tome. There's one halacha in the Mishnah. If it's high a tefach, it doesn't make a difference where the tome is, everything will be tome. Let's understand why. Because you have a tefach underneath, and the kaveres goes into the house, so the house and the kaveres become one. So once you have tome underneath the kaveres, even on the outside part of the house, the entire area under the kaveris fills up with tumah. That goes into the house. It spreads into the house. And once it's in the house, it goes into the kaveris because the opening of this kaveris faces inside the house. There's nothing blocking it. What would the din be if the tumah is in the house, not under the kaveris? What would the din be if the tumah is in the kaveris? Same story. Everything would be tummy. If the tumah is in the house fills up with tumah, goes under the kaveris. That fills up with tumah. And because the opening of the kaveris is toward the inside of the inside of the kaveris fills up with tumah. And if the tumah is in the kaveris, same thing. It goes right out, the opening, which faces inside the house becomes tummy there, the underneath of the kaveris becomes tummy. Now, what would be if the tumah is on top of the kaveris? I still say everything becomes tummy. Because even if it's in the part that's outside of the house, what happens? It goes straight down, right? We're talking about a kaveris that's a keli. A keli cannot block the tumah. Once it goes straight down, the underneath becomes tummy. Once the underneath becomes tummy and you have a tefach, so it's an oil, same story. So there's an oil underneath the kaveris. The kaveris goes into the house. That spreads into the house. The house becomes the oil. And again, everything is tummy. In what way is this Mishnah different than a Mishnah Beis, where the mouth was outside? The only difference in Mishnah Beis was that the kaveris protects the kalim inside. Tumah in the house won't go into the kaveris. But that's because the mouth was outside. Either were holes, the holes are filled with kash. That's enough to protect the tumah from going in. Here, however, I don't have that. And that's because the opening is toward the inside.